Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in, almost forgot, in Vancouver.
It's been a long week.
It has been a long week, but a really fun week at that. So, yeah. But we are here in Vancouver, British Columbia, where the sun is out today.
It's beautiful.
Had a couple of days of rain, but yeah, it's gorgeous out there today. And in the studio lounge is the Canadian CUE's representative, Tanya Mueller-Smith. Did I get it right?
That's right.
You Yay! Did. All right. So, Canada. Mm-hmm. Love this place. If you ever put a trip or a destination on your bucket list, make sure it's Vancouver. This place is amazing.
It is. I actually lived here in Vancouver.
Oh, you did?
About three blocks from here.
Okay.
For 15 years.
Oh, wow.
I live still in BC, so to be able to come back to the conference and connect with everybody here in what I feel like is my backyard has been amazing.
Well, even the downtown-ish area here, there's so many trees, and it's really cool walking, and there's lots of great food, and
there's a lot of things to do
here. So, yeah, good stuff. We have a great place here. Fantastic. Look forward to coming back. But let's share you, because you are the Canadian version of CUE's, or the Canadian branch of CUE's.
So
tell me a little bit about that.
Perfect. Yeah, CUE's has a Canadian division.
Okay.
Our address is technically in Summerland, BC, which, I mean, you can't complain with that. It sounds like a beautiful
place. Count me in on that one.
And we launched our Canadian division in 2018. We've been serving Canadian and U.S. members for a long time, but it's a really exciting opportunity to be here connecting with, you know, the Canadian credit unions that I've been working with for a really long time, but also getting to see all of the U.S. perspectives and the global perspectives of credit unions. I think there's 60 different countries in attendance, and these events are just always so phenomenal for the networking and getting just to connect with everyone and hear the different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really exciting.
And
the Canadian credit union system is, I mean, we're unique in a lot of ways, but we're all similar with a common goal in mind.
Very much so. I had somebody in here earlier today really put it in perspective. When you look at it from a global perspective, it really, like, wow, we're part of something really big here. I mean, we can get into our Canadian silo or our United States silo in credit union land, but when you come to something like this, you go, oh my gosh, this is a really big deal.
So it's something I work with a lot of emerging young leader groups through CUE's Emerge and also through the Canadian credit union system. And that's something that we really try to instill in people. If you have, you know, you may work on the front line and you're in finance or you're doing very financial services based things, sometimes it is difficult to take that step back and say, we have this huge network literally all over the world of people supporting a common purpose and that want to come together and learn and grow and connect. And it's just so exciting to be able to see that here, and you can see eyes light up and people from every level of the organization, which is really great.
No doubt. So what do you want to gain from this conference? Obviously, it's in your backyard, so it's cool that you're here, but what are some of the things that you want to gain by attending?
Definitely learning more about the perspectives of credit unions in other countries. It's something, you know, previous to my role at CUE's, I was in a very BC and Ontario focused credit union role. And then, you know, after that, getting to see the national perspective within Canada and then joined CUE's and saw international. So I've been talking a lot with credit unions from different areas and different asset sizes and just listening to what are their challenges, what's unique to them, and what's common between all the credit unions. I'm a big connection person, so I like to find different areas or patterns and connect people together. So that's something I've really enjoyed doing is that, you know, hey, I hear you're struggling with this issue. Well, maybe I can connect you with somebody over here. So I think I'm getting a lot of that out of the conference. And then, of course, the education and the sessions themselves. I saw an amazing breakout session yesterday on cohesive culture.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And just how you are bringing your staff and
with
what
Dr.
that
Dr. Troy Hall, I'm assuming,
He was fantastic. Yeah, I messaged him immediately on LinkedIn, and he gave me his book. So.
Good. Oh, yeah, he's a good guy. Good guy. Yeah, we had him in here the first day, and he gave us a preview of that one.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
It was great.
Very appropriate for our times right now, for sure.
So,
yeah, to try to keep a culture together, and especially with remote work and Yeah, so many variables going on.
Incredibly diverse market, yeah, right? Our diverse staff market, our diverse leadership teams, and how do we bring and respect and honor mm-hmm. that diversity, bringing it still together to a common.
Well, and this is what Q's is all about as well, yes. is that, how do you mean, is kind of a talent-based organization. How do you gain it? How do you retain it?
Yeah.
And how do you foster it and nurture it? And how do you create a culture?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, so.
And we see a lot of those connections. I've seen dinners and events of people that, you know, have gone through Q's Institutes together, and they're still maintaining those relationships and collaborations years later.
Yeah.
And I think that that's just so important, and to be able to have those colleagues to bounce ideas off of, mm-hmm. and that it's a cohort, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. and then I see it from the emerging leader side as well, that it's like these people are all building relationships and learning how to trust and build culture with each other that will eventually be the leaders of the system, mm-hmm. needing to collaborate at the strategic level.
Yeah, no doubt.
So it's so multifaceted. That's what I love about being here. I get to do my Q's job, which I say it in quotes because it doesn't feel like work a lot of the time.
Right.
I get to connect with people.
Yeah.
I get to hear about what their challenges are, mm-hmm. Pair them with great opportunities. Mm-hmm. I get to speak with people like you that I've seen, you know, year over year in different places, and I get to learn from the speakers as well.
I'm the same way.
It's perfect.
I'm the same exact way. I get to learn from all these great people that are here, you know, speaking and attending, and just kind of just like, totally. I can take that and file that piece of information away and use that later type of thing.
Exactly.
So good stuff.
Happy
anything else?
Here.
Anything else to add?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Just thanks, obviously, to the World Council and to CCUA. And I mean, Q's is a proud sponsor of this event. We love being able to be in attendance and learn as well. So yeah, it's been awesome.
Good deal.
Thank you for your time.
Anytime. Oh my gosh, anytime, Tanya. Yes, good stuff.
Thanks.
All right, well, I'm going to let you get back at it.
Sounds
Thank you
good.
So much.
Thank you.
And keep up the good work there at Q's.
Definitely.
The Canadian part of Q's.
Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.